There you go. Here we go. Oh, are we on? Is this on? All right, 6:09. This is News Talk 94.9 WSJM. It's Ray Gustafson and Tim Dunai. This is Robotics Roundtable, and it's all being brought to you by Kettering University. Think differently, learn differently at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Wausau Homes in Stevensville, redefining the building experience. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Luke Brown and Vicki Holt from True Blue Financial, independent, uncomplicated, objective, securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Lane Automotive, they're currently hiring in their distribution center. Go to laneautomotive.com. Life is better at Lane. And Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics. This is Robotics Roundtable right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. It's Ray Gustafson and Tim Dunai. We're here every Tuesday night throughout the robotics season, all the way up. We were just talking about how many more weeks we're going to be on. Bless you. We're going to be on to we've got, what, another month left of robotics, right, Tim?
3 more weeks after this, yes.
Yeah, 3 more weeks. Tim's counting down the days so that he doesn't have to sit next to me to do this show every Tuesday night.
I'll miss it.
Yeah, you will. You'll miss me, and you know it. So.
Sure.
But you were in yesterday morning and talked with Pat and I on the morning show, as you do every Monday morning at 7:10, and kind of a little recap from the weekend. But for those that missed that, give us just a quick little recap from the weekend, Tim.
So the recap of the weekend was week 6 of the competition season, and now the regular competition season has completed. Couple of the area teams participated in competitions. We'll let the Green Engineers, who are here with us tonight, we'll let them tell us about how things went up at Forest Hills, one of the competitions. And then a couple of teams were participating at the Battle Creek Lakeview event. And out of the teams that participated at Battle Creek Lakeview, Team 2959 performed well, made it to the semifinals. And won an award. Also, Team 5462, Two Paw R Robotics out of Paw Paw, won an award, competed well, made it to the elimination round. And then Team 5535, the Bionic Bison from New Buffalo, both Paw Paw and New Buffalo were on with us 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Both of them competed well. The Bionic Bison won an Engineering Inspiration Award, which qualifies them to be interviewed at the state level to eventually move on potentially to the Worlds event at the end of April.
Awesome.
So it was a busy weekend. There were two of our teams that we had actually last week, the Cassopolis Robo Rangers and Ground Zero out of Niles. Unfortunately, they knew when they were in here last week they were kind of on the bubble, and both of those teams fell off, but we have nine area teams who have qualified to go to the state competition. So a pretty big number. I think last year we had 10 teams. We have a couple of new teams that get to compete for the first time at state competition, and that would be the Bionic Bison out of New Buffalo. And then our very first week, we had Team Ramageddon out of South Haven. They have qualified to compete at the state competition.
Awesome. Well, this is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're live on the radio here tonight, as we are every Tuesday night from 6 to 7. And we're also on Facebook Live, and so we'll be introducing the teams that we have in here tonight. But if you'd like to follow along with us on Facebook, go to Facebook and log in and look for WSJM News. There's a WSJM News and a WSJM Sports. Go to WSJM News. We have a camera set up in here, and you can see the teams that we've got in the studio tonight and follow along with us. We got a bunch of people that have already joined in and are watching. And the cool thing about Facebook Live, Tim, is that and we get this every week, is people can do shout outs, they can ask questions, they can make little comments about things that we're talking about on the show. And we love hearing from you on Facebook. So if you'd like to follow along on Facebook Live, please do so, and look for WSJM News. And then please share the Facebook Live video, because it's all about the kids, Tim, and it's all about promoting the teams.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I do the morning show with Pat, it's all about me.
Because you are the kid and Pat's the old guy. You know, so.
Yeah. And so.
I did want to highlight, I see a couple of people have joined. Grant DeFrancisco from, he's an alumni of Team 2959, and Michael Bumgardner, who is with Team 5069. And it's ironic that those two should join. I did not mention we have two students who have qualified to be interviewed as a Dean's List winner. And there's basically, throughout the entire world, 10 students will be chosen as those who exemplify everything that's good about FIRST. Mm-hmm. And two of those people are Jared Martin, who is from Team 2959 out of Coloma, and then also Katie McInerney out of Edwardsburg, who is with Team 5069. So they will go up to the state competition for an interview.
That's awesome. So, all right, so we have a couple of teams in the studio with us tonight, Tim. And who do we have in the studio with us?
So in the studio tonight is Team 3452. The Green Engineers out of Berrien Springs, and Team 3620, the Average Joes from St. Joe. And we have a couple of the mentors. We're going to let them introduce themselves, maybe who you are, the company you represent, what got you involved with FIRST, and shoe size. Go for that. So to my left, go ahead, sir.
Ken Kiesberg, 3620, been a mentor for the team for 3 years, been involved with robotics for about five. In my former life, I did engineering for Weldon, and now I own my own company called TPC Technologies.
So how did you get involved? You didn't just show up and suddenly become a mentor.
When the district event was in Niles, they were looking for some equipment, and they came to our shop, desperate for some connectors, and we made some cables for them, and that kind of got hooked. And I see that mentor all the time from Wobots, and at competition goes, you know why you're here? It's because of me.
So you've targeted that one particular person. And then what does TPC Technologies do in general, but then also specific with all of the FIRST events that we have in Southwest Michigan?
Well, in general, we're a systems contractor. We do automation systems, AV systems, sound systems, lighting systems, theatrical systems, and basically anything like that. Also production event services, and we do quite a bit of event services for the robotics events. St. Joe event, we do all the video screens and things like that, the pit power distribution, the paging systems and things, and we do several other events around the area.
And then also, we've been fortunate enough to have you guys help us with the LEGO League event that we do, and then also the FIRST Tech Challenge event. Usually when teams come to those events, the production at a robotics competition event is pretty high level. We keep that high level even for our LEGO League and FIRST Tech Challenge events.
It's amazing to see the kids. I mean, they're just so engaged with what they're doing. So it's fun. Just keep coming back for more.
Do you see a young Kenny in that group someplace?
Oh, yeah.
And then to the left of Ken, we will let you introduce yourself, sir.
I'm Tom Adams, also known as Tadams, and I am, everybody laughs at that. Shout out to Grant, that's one of my former students.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a math and physics teacher at Berrien Springs Public Schools.
And then how did you get involved with FIRST?
Grant and some of my students, when I was a math and physics teacher at Lake Michigan Catholic, I mentored somewhat with 2959.
Okay.
And then I was asked by the principal to start an FTC team for Lake Michigan Catholic, Team 9883.
Okay.
And so now when I transitioned to Berrien Springs Public Schools, I was asked to be a coach for the FRC team.
Okay.
So the Green Engineers.
So going from middle school to high school. Do you see a difference in the students, not so much in what you're doing teaching-wise, but I mean a difference in the level of competition and what the capabilities of the students are, middle school to high school?
I think it's pretty well matched for their developmental stages. A lot of things are similar from the students' perspective. There are challenges that they have to meet and the design and development and the level of competition is appropriate for their age, but it's very similar. It's hard to say who's more fun.
Okay.
the middle school kids have a certain innocence, but the high school kids are just very excited, as are the middle school kids. So it'd be hard to say who's more fun.
So probably the most important question because if he's still listening, Grant DeFrancisco as a student, how was he?
As a student?
Yes.
Oh, man. I know his dad and his mom, so no, he was a great student. I really enjoyed it. In fact, he actually helped me with the FTC team quite a bit, so he's a good kid.
That doesn't surprise me. Good kid. And even before you read the fact that he called you, yeah, Tatum's the facilitator.
The facilitator. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, I have many street names.
Street names, Ken?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a street name, Ken?
I don't think so.
Currently, I'm going by hashtag clout. That's my latest one. So
where does that... You got to explain that. I'm old.
It's pretty self-evident. I mean, like
with the young ones, it is.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't choose the clout life. It chose me. I just accept it. You know, it's just part of life.
Very good. Well, I've done this before. On behalf of the students, I know they tell you enough. They hopefully do. And if not, they show it by their actions. They do appreciate all the time that both you guys spend with participating in FIRST and then just the opportunity that they get to work alongside of you. They learn quite a bit. The mentorship and the role model piece that you guys fill is phenomenal. So we want to thank you very much. And then, Ray, we're probably going to go to a commercial and then let the kids do some talking, right?
Yeah, this is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Tonight we have Team 3452, the Green Engineers from Berrien Springs, and we have Team 3620, the Average Joes from St. Joe. We'll be talking to the kids coming up after this on Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. News Talk 93 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable. I'm Ray Gustafson along with Tim Denai. Our broadcast every Tuesday night brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Wausau Homes in Stevensville, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Luke Brown and Vicki Holt from True Blue Financial, Lane Automotive, and Lakeshore Public Schools. And before the break, Tim, we were talking about the teams that we have here in the studio tonight, and also the fact that we're on Facebook Live as well as being live on the air. So if you'd like to follow along, we have a camera set up in the studio. You can see the teams that we have in the studio tonight. And, Tim, we've got a few comments coming in on Facebook from some people that are following along with us.
Jane Long Phillips, so proud of our Berrien Springs kids. They have done a great job. Can't wait to see how well they do at state this week.
Yeah,
who's Scott? Jane?
Yeah, who's Jane?
Ah, there we go. Morgan's mom.
Got it.
There we go.
Yeah, Scott Bradford. Hey, Scott, how you doing, buddy? Good luck at state this weekend, teams. See you there.
Scott will be up there as, I think, as a game announcer on one of the, either that or master ceremonies on one of the fields.
Now, the next one on here is Grant, but Tim, you said Grant's had too much airtime tonight, so we don't want to talk about
him. Grant is evidently at college and majoring in radio.
Is that what he's doing? Yeah. He says, yeah, Tatum's with the facilitator, we said on that one. So, and then he also said, what else did
he
say?
He's got a big hello to Tim and Mr. Adams.
Yeah.
Very good. And then Kim Schmidt. So proud of all our local robot kids, waiting to see who is playing and on what fields this week at state competition.
So if you've got a comment or a question or a shout-out you want to give to any of the teams, go onto Facebook and look for WSJM News, and we're Facebook Live tonight as well. So, Tim, we've got some the people that do all the work.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
In the studio with us tonight. Are they all kind of, oh, my word, are you okay? Okay, you're in the presence of geniuses,
wow.
She says. Wow.
Remember that first time we did the show and these kids were frightened that they're going to floor was going to open up? We're going to go around the table and let the students introduce themselves. So if they recall everything that I asked them to tell about themselves, are you ready, Connor?
I believe so.
Okay, and you are?
All right, I'm Connor Annis. I'm part of the Green Engineers Team 3452. I'm homeschooled.
Wait a minute, but you got to slow down. You're talking so fast, we can't even understand a word that you're saying. So slow down. What was your name?
My name is Connor.
So, yeah, I just, it was, my name is Connor. It sounds like an auctioneer, maybe. So, okay, slow down. Connor what?
All right, my name is Connor Annis.
My name is Connor what?
Annis.
There you go. Okay, talk nice and slow.
I am homeschooled. I am part of the Green Engineers Team 34. 52.
And you got to wave at the camera.
Waving at the camera.
All right. How long have you been a part of the Green Engineers?
I've been part of the Green Engineers for 2 years, and I'm a sophomore.
And you're a sophomore? And what role do you, what jobs do you do on the team? Primary.
Primary?
Yeah.
Traffic. part management.
Part management.
Painting.
Okay. And painting. And to your right?
I'm Abby Kiesbert. I'm from the Average Joes, Team 3620. I go to St. Joseph High School. I'm a junior, and this is going to be my third year on the team.
And what do you do on the team?
I'm an electrical lead and technician on the drive team.
Very good.
I'm Seth Tigeson. I'm on the Green Engineers 3452. I go to Berrien Springs High School. I'm a junior, and this is my third year on the team, and I'm the scouting captain, and I also do, the paperwork side of build.
The paperwork side of build. So you're in charge of making sure we get all the components.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, okay. Anne?
I'm Zoe Downey. Hi. This is my second year on the team. I'm a sophomore. I go to St. Joseph High School. I'm on team 3620. I'm a part of the electrical team, and then I do some things for marketing, and I'm also the safety captain.
Okay, well-rounded. And last but not least?
My name is Morgan Phillips. I go to Berrien Springs High School. I'm a part of the Greengineers 3452. This is my first year on the team. I'm a freshman, and on the team, I made the bumpers.
What are the bumpers?
The bumpers are like the thing that go around the robot to like pad the robot so they don't like get hurt, and so you can identify the robots.
So we identify by team number?
Number.
Okay. And now what color are they?
Red, blue, and we had a black one, but the boys destroyed it.
What's the... what? Okay, so... we've talked throughout the season when we have competition, we have the Red Alliance, the Blue Alliance, and you're part of one of those. What are the black bumpers?
The black bumpers are our vanity bumpers, so we can acknowledge our sponsorships.
Ah, very good. Very good. So that's like when you take it out to do presentations to or to potential sponsors, or like at your, if you're at events or something. Is that what you would use them for?
Yes.
Okay. So I was going to say, if you just showed up out on the field with the black bumpers and don't blend in with any team, I don't know how that would work out. So directly across from me, Connor, so your involvement, how did you get involved with FIRST?
Well, both my older brothers were on FIRST before me on the Greengineers. So my family has been involved since the Greengineers started in 2011. So my dad is a coach. My brother's on the team.
Guess where we're going tonight, Connor? You're going to robotics.
Yeah.
So have you, I mean, at what point in time did you decide when your older brothers were doing it and you were hanging out at events that you knew you were going to do it? Did you at any point in time say, no, I don't think I want to do this, and then changed your mind?
No, I just always was like, this seems cool. I'll do it when I get to high school.
Very good. Very good. Abby, how did you get involved?
I actually thought robots were stupid the first time I saw that. My dad was working at Niles doing the competition, and he's like, you should come. They're weird. No, I'm good. And he dragged me there in 2010, so I saw it the first time, and I was like, I want to do this. We should do this. And I ended up getting to do school of choice to come to St. Joe to be on the robotics team.
Very good. Very good. Seth, how did you get introduced?
Well, freshman year, it was January. And my friend Chloe, Max, and AJ, Chloe's no longer on the team, but AJ and Max are still on the team. And they were like, hey, you know, we should do robotics. And I was like, sounds kind of weird. Uh-huh. And I showed up to the build site one day, and I kind of sat in the car for a little bit. And then I went in, and I was like, hey, this is actually kind of cool.
So the build process itself, what they were doing, because had you seen the video that told you about what the game was?
Yeah, it was the we watched the... the teaser,
okay,
for the game that night.
Okay,
it was pretty cool.
So you did at least get to see that, because to step into the build season without seeing anything about what a competition's like or the robot, it might be tough to see the interest or the end game there. Zoe, how about you? How did you find out about robotics and how did you get involved?
So Scott Bradford, he commented on the live feed. I think his son Ian Bradford was on the Average Joes for a while, and they're family friends of ours. So I went to my first competition. It was Recycle Rush, so you can kind of imagine, if you know the game Recycle Rush, I wasn't so thrilled. I didn't think it would be as fun as it turned out to be, so I transferred to St. Joseph High School through School of Choice like Abby did, and I didn't think I was going to do robotics because I had theater and stuff going on, but I joined robotics, and it was a lot cooler. I love the people, so I learned a lot from it.
What were some of the things that made it cooler or more fun or that you didn't expect until you got into the involved with it?
I think it's because it's so hands-on and because it's life experience that I'm using, and you can see the results of me getting internship opportunities and the things that I am enjoying myself and learning and gaining life experiences that are going to advance me in the future at the same time. So,
okay. Morgan?
So last year, our former head coach, who was my eighth grade science teacher, was like, hey, we need some girls on the robotics team next year. And I was like, all right, that sounds cool. I wasn't really interested, but I was like, why not? So I didn't sign up for it to begin with. And then this summer, my mom was like, hey, you should just join robotics. And I was like, you're right, I have nothing to do. Why not? So I hit up my coach, and I was, well, my former coach, and I was like, hey, so I'm kind of interested in this robotics thing. What do I have to do? She's like, just show up to the meeting. And I was like, okay, what meeting? So I show up, and at that time we were doing Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So this is this is October, November time frame?
About like late September.
Okay.
And I was like, don't know how I feel about this because I didn't know anyone. I was just a freshman. And then we got into build season, and I was like, oh, I want to be on the build team. Sounds like a lot of fun. So I ended up really enjoying it, and yeah.
So you're finding yourself, I think all of you, are you finding yourself doing things that you probably didn't think you would be until you got to this point? So Zoe, go ahead and steal the microphone from Seth there. So you said definitely?
Definitely.
And you said something there earlier about, you know, some life things that you're getting out of it. So tell us a little bit about what those things are, in your opinion.
Life things, like, not only does FIRST teach mechanical skills, like how to build a robot and how to make connectors, Anderson connectors, all that stuff. You also get a lot of soft skills out of it, like problem solving. As you can imagine, in a team of a bunch of high schoolers, there's a lot of problem solving that is necessary. You get communication skills, and there's even more interest in school from FIRST. It's things that I'm going to use, these skills that are going to help me in my job, in colleges, and I'm just very thankful for that opportunity.
Very good. You're hitting all the things that we wanted to hear.
Yeah, she's hitting all the good stuff here. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Ray Gustafson along with Tim Dunai. Our broadcast brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Wausau Homes in Stevensville, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Luke Brown and Vicki Holt at True Blue Financial, Lane Automotive, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We're also on Facebook Live tonight. If you'd like to follow along, post a question or a comment, or give a shout out to the teams. We'll take a commercial break, come back with more Robotics Roundtable in a moment right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. :38 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable. I'm Ray Gustafson along with Tim Dunai. Our broadcast brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Wausau Homes in Stevensville, Berrien Springs Public Schools. Berrien Springs Public Schools. Do I get a woo-hoo? No?
Woo!
Okay, there we go. All right, so we go. Luke Brown and Vicki. Boy, that was something. Luke Brown, Vicki Holt from True Blue Financial, Lane Automotive, and Lakeshore Public Schools. And tonight we have Teams 3452, the Green Engineers from Berrien Springs. That's why I was kind of hoping, Tim, we'd get a bigger woo-hoo out of that one. And Team 3620, the Average Joes from St. Joe. Do we get a woo-hoo for St. Joe? There we go. All right, so. And not only are we live on the radio tonight, but we're also on Facebook Live. So if you'd like to log into Facebook Live and follow along with us and post a comment or a question or a shout out or something, we've got we welcome those, and we love hearing from those, and the teams love to hear that as well. So do you have your cheater glasses on, Tim? Can you read that okay?
I think I can. Okay. I think I can. Yeah. So we have from Amy Evans-Martin, shout out to those Shamrocks, special shout out to the beautiful freshman Morgan Phillips, who evidently paid people to be making sure they're commenting tonight.
No, that's my aunt.
That's the aunt. Very good. Very good. We thank everybody for listening. I got to give a quick shout out because there is Ted Dunai, my brother, is 10 years younger, but more important than Ted, because he has to listen because he's my brother, is my three-year-old nephew that's probably listening with him. So, hi, Cameron. All right, so now we continue back with where we were.
We've got a couple other quick comments here. Kim Schmidt back out says, lots of girl power in the room tonight. That's pretty awesome. Can you scroll down? I can't quite see. From Douglas Washington said, I love both of the teams. Oh, geez, there's Grant again. Do we want to say anything about Grant?
Those are old. We're going into history.
Oh, those are the old ones? Oh, okay. All right, those are history. Okay, so, all right. Shout-out time.
Shout-out time. But okay, you just threw a monkey wrench in what we're going to do. We're going to come back to do shout-out time. We're going to continue with conversation because Seth is anxiously waiting to add to what have you experienced through FIRST and life lessons kind of thing. Ready? Go.
Yeah, something I have learned specifically, our assistant coach, Coach Annis, Connor's dad, he's an engineer at Whirlpool, and he's kind of sort of, he's trying to force the engineering process on us. And one thing he has taught us about is thought maps and critical thinking. And we all poke fun at him for it because he's always like, make a thought map for it. So
have you found that that has helped you?
Yes, actually. It is really helpful to have all your ducks in a line, sort of, and just be able to see everything.
I'm going to just tell you, as you get older, thoughts just tend to be kind of all over the place. So anytime you can get them on a map, let alone in the same map, that's great stuff. But I mean, have you found that you can apply any of what you're picking up and learning through Mr. Annis when he's teaching you those things and applying it towards even your schoolwork?
Yeah. Like I've done in my, well, actually, this is kind of cheating. In my engineering class, I've done a thought map. My teacher, Mr. Terry, he was like, hey, that's pretty cool. We've also, in engineering, we're working on, it's a building, an actual building that's going to be built in Israel. They don't want us to call it a homeless center.
Okay.
But it's like it's a help center.
So how did that opportunity come to you guys? Is that something through the school or?
Somewhat, Mr. Pittner, that's the guy who had the vision. He contacted Mr. Terry and was like, hey, you have an engineering class. It's a CAA architecture class.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, you guys want to help with this? He was like, yeah, sure. So I'm the project manager. So I crack the whip. I tell people what to do.
So is that something you thought that you, I mean, the doing the project management, the lead piece of that, is that something you could have seen yourself stepping into before you did your involvement with FIRST?
Not really, because before FIRST, I wasn't like very assertive. I was kind of quiet. I just kind of like sat in the background and absorbed information.
Ray, we wouldn't be able to tell that based upon performance here today. No.
But after FIRST has kind of like broken me out of my shell. Got me more vocal.
Okay.
And, I can actually crack the whip now and tell people what to do.
Very good. And then I think I'm going to preempt you with prompt you with the shout out. You might want to thank Mr. Annis for the.
Yeah.
Because the thing that you didn't think you really enjoyed or liked at first, you've seen some use out of it, right?
Yeah. And the thought maps you can apply to other things besides, you know, just engineering. You can apply it to everyday life. Like, planning your day. Like, I've used it in my planner before.
Very good.
Just for, like, you know, I just wanted to try it out for the funsies. And it ended up working.
Good. Abby, so tell us how you got dragged to your first competition. We just found out some information during the break here Dad shared with
us.
Yeah,
so my dad reminded me.
By the way, what was Dad's other name you guys used earlier?
Oh, his street name would be Kenjamin.
Kenjamin. So, yeah. Kenjamin, how did he get you to the first robotics competition?
He bribed me with an elephant ear. Yeah, I was not really completely convinced to go. So he's like, hey, there's elephant ears there. I'll buy you one. You only have to sit there for 15 minutes. That's it. And I was like, okay, fine.
So
whatever.
That's probably the only time that I know of that the elephant ear was a wise decision right there. That was a healthy decision because it got you involved with FIRST, definitely. Now, to Ray's point earlier, we're going to go around the table. We're going to give you guys the opportunity to give a shout-out. This could be a shout-out to sponsor, team member, mentor, anybody that you guys would like to do that. So who wants to start? We'll start either here or there. We're going over there because Morgan pointed at Connor, and that's where we're going.
First, I want to give a shout-out to my mom for taking me to robotics every night and waiting for us to get home every night at 11. And also give a shout-out to my dad when I told him, I don't want to do this. And then he signed me up.
Very good. Abby?
Okay, I'm going to give a shout out to Ed Todd for our robotics facility that we're getting hopefully this summer. So that's exciting.
Very good. Seth?
I'm going to give a shout out to my dad and Coach Annis. Coach Annis for all the thought maps. And then my dad.
And your dad's name?
Richard Tigerson. He works at South Shore Tool and Die. He's a tool and die maker. He did all the machining for our robot. He put in the extra hours, made us the beautiful cube arms that have our name on it. Pretty sweet.
Very good. Zoe?
I would like to give a shout out to all the members of Rotary Club and the Lions Club for letting us talk to them about our program, and also a shout out to my parents that are watching. So,
parents have name?
Lisa and Bill Downey.
Very good. And?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my family for constantly supporting me, like, through all this and always being there for me and, like, hyping me up.
Very good, Morgan. Well, we know that because we keep seeing Facebook posts, so parents definitely are doing a good job with that.
Mentor shout-out?
Mentor
shout-out.
Oh.
So.
Coming back to
Kenjamin,
me.
Kenjamin, you got a shout-out?
I'd just like to thank all the other sponsors. We're a sponsor, and there's just a ton of sponsors that involved with this wonderful program, and hopefully this continues.
I'd like to thank all the sponsors and the mentors as well, because we have a lot of great adults that are positive role models, and they teach the kids all these skills. So definitely the mentors and the parents too, because they pick kids up and they do things for us and help organize meals. So definitely all those people.
How important, you mentioned the parents, how important are the parents to making sure that all this takes place, though?
Well, they, as you guys hear, they encourage the students to participate sometimes when they may not want to. But the main thing is they get them there, they encourage them. And, you know, this is it's very challenging, and the parents are always there to support the team and support the coaches and the mentors, and we really couldn't do it without their help.
They also give us food.
They also, you know, that's a good point, and I want to talk about that. We need to take a break. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We'll take a break. We'll talk about all the food that that you guys have had over the course of the season here. I want to hear all of the details because I haven't had dinner yet. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Six 50 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable brought to you by Lakeshore Public Schools, Lane Automotive, Luke Brown and Vicki Holt from True Blue Financial, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Wausau Homes of Stevensville, South Haven Public Schools, and Kettering University. I'm Ray Gustafson along with Tim Dunai. We're live on the radio. We're also on Facebook Live. We love hearing your comments and your shout-outs that you're giving out to the kids tonight. We've got a couple of the comments here coming in. What was it that Lisa said about feeding what?
So Lisa Cripps Downey, mother of Zoe, said feeding 40 teenagers is a crazy task. Those kids can't eat. According to Zoe, Mom, all you do is just put any kind of food down and these kids will eat anything, is what she said. So, exactly. And then Mike Zemanski, who I know prepared before, I think, bag night, I think, for you guys, prepared a bunch of pulled pork. And he said, Abby, don't forget the pulled pork. So that's like a personal plug for Mike Zemanski's new restaurant he's opening up. What we'd like to do is talk to the students about, Lewis and I were talking a little bit here, and we haven't really covered a lot about the competition. So the game itself that happens, maybe talk about from the beginning of the game through to the end of the game, describe the pieces of that. So the autonomous, the teleoperated, talk about what that is and the game. So who wants to start with that?
I think Connor should.
Connor does. Connor's just like your dad signed you up for robotics, we're signing you up for this, son.
sign me up for this.
Yes.
All right. So start out, the game is divided into two sections. One that's an auto period where the robot moves on its own with pre-programmed stuff, and then a 2 minute 15 second period where it's controlled by the drivers.
So those are the terms of the autonomous period and then the teleoperated or teleop, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's happening in this year's game in the autonomous? Let's talk about what happens in that autonomous period.
So what happens is each robot can choose whether or not to start with a preloaded power cube which is a milk crate within a fabric, and you can either place it onto a switch, which is a teeter-totter about a foot off the ground, or something called a scale where it's 7 feet off the ground or something.
So that's just a large teeter-totter also.
Yes. Yeah.
So the switch, this one, it took me until probably halfway through the season. The switch is really just like a great big toggle switch. It's like a 12-foot long, 6-foot wide. Abby just realized it. It's a toggle switch, which is sad, right, Ken? Because she should have known that. So you were basically flipping, trying to take control of the switch.
Yeah. You got two switches, one for the Blue Alliance, one for the Red Alliance. And if the Red Alliance switch is tipped in the red team's favor, then they get a point per second that is tipped in their favor. And if it's tipped in the blue direction on the red switch, then no one gets points from that.
So let me ask somebody else then. So during the autonomous period, we don't know which side it's going to be, the blue or the red.
Right. It's completely randomized at the beginning of the match. We have no information, but our robots are like loaded with code. So once they get that information, they can make that decision for themselves. So the red lights are over here and I'm on the Red Alliance. I'm going to go that way.
Okay. And then there's different levels of we want to just control the switch. And I've started to see through going through quite a few weeks of competitions where now some are going, you know, in that 15-second autonomous period, they're going for the scale.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of strategy and it depends on a lot of the team's preferences, but a scale auto is something that really makes your team set apart. And not only does it get you points, it gets you good scouting recognition. So I'm going to
go ahead, talk about that, because there was a key piece there. You said it's like what it actually achieves and then how it makes you look. Seth?
Yeah, being the scouting captain, I've seen quite a few robots. Some specific examples of the Engineers and the Comets. Comets are number one in the state right now. They have a really nice 2-cube switch auto. Then the Engineers actually have a 3-cube scale auto.
Then also those two teams, how did you guys deal with those two teams this weekend?
Well, we lost.
But those two teams, the reason you know a lot of that information is you competed at Forest Hills against those two teams, and they were part of the winning alliance, which you guys got to the finals, and you lost to two really good teams. But
yeah, they were really good. We were hoping to be picked by the Comets, but I mean, you know.
But still, so there's when does that scouting piece start when you get to the event? How soon?
Scouting starts at the beginning, first match, you watch the robots, you gather information, how many cubes they can place. Actually, we at Forest Hills, we worked with the Engineers because both the Green Engineers and the Engineers were low on people, so we needed help.
Mm-hmm.
Engineered scouting system is very nice, very streamlined. They actually had, for their scouting system, they had time-based. It was really cool. And we scout every single match, gather information on each and every single robot at the event. And we figure out who we want to pick at Alliance Selections, which is on Saturday, just before lunch.
So the key piece there, when you have that Alliance selection, now you're picking your permanent members of your Alliance mm-hmm. then, correct?
Yeah, you go through and the top 8 teams get to pick any team below them. The first, they go through, they pick one team, and then 8 gets a double pick, and then they go back.
So the number one gets the number one pick, but mm-hmm. then he also gets the last pick.
Yeah, so you could end up with,
with someone that's just not as strong. So
yeah,
which is it's interesting. It's part of watching this data gathering piece that the teams are doing. It's impressive stuff. So thanks for giving us guys a little bit of a recap of what the game is. There's really no better way to get this than if you go online. I can tell you this weekend, if you were to go to the firstinmichigan.org website, you will see 4 video streams, which are going to be the streams of the championships. We will be at Saginaw Valley State University talking to both teams. They're going to be loading up, packing stuff up, heading up tomorrow. I'm headed up tomorrow midday to Saginaw to be prepared as I'm the lead judge advisor. So our goal is to make sure that we've got a group of judges together to interview these students. We're looking forward to it. But if you go to that First in Michigan webpage, you'd be able to see 4 fields of play underneath one roof, and it will be amazingly loud and pretty exciting all Saturday, mid-morning through till the end of the evening, when we will decide who the 90 teams are that roughly head to represent the state of Michigan at the World's competition.
You should also come visit.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say, Tim. Is it the usual you and I are going to cover the cost of admission for this?
Actually, you'll cover their cost to go across the state in gas, and then I'll cover their entrance fee into the venue.
There you go. You want to thank our teams for tonight?
Teams, thank you.
Jeez.
We want to thank the Green Engineers and the Average Joes. We wish you guys the best of luck. I know the goal for you guys is to do well at state, and then also a couple weeks later be heading to the Worlds in Detroit.
This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM, brought to you by Kettering University. Think differently, learn differently at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Wausau Homes in Stevensville, redefining the building experience. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Luke Brown and Vicki Holt from True Blue Financial. Lane Automotive, currently hiring in their distribution center in Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence.